Big news in the NFL, of course, Aaron Rodgers' injury, broken collarbone. I thought we'd get an expert's opinion on that. You know him, you remember him, middle linebacker on the Buckeyes squad in the mid-90s. He's now Dr. Greg Belisari of Ortho One. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Better than Aaron Rodgers. What would you say if a high school, college quarterback came to you with a broken collarbone at this point in the season? Would you say you're done, or is there a chance he could come back?
It's a really tough numbers crunch for this kind of injury at this point in the season. Typically, you're really assessing that fracture, and it hinges on displacement. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers' fracture. Now, to my knowledge, he's not getting surgery. Is that correct?
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah. So if he's not getting surgery, we can assume it's not displaced. In those situations, it's about a 6 to 7 week healing time. The problem is it's on his throwing shoulder. You know, and so even if he heals well in 6 weeks, is he going to be able to throw a ball like he can throw a ball by 6 or 7 weeks? And then you're in week 12, week 13, week 14. And so it becomes a tough decision-making process. Do you put him in there and put him at risk for re-injuring that shoulder? And the answer is probably not. A franchise quarterback like Aaron Rodgers is probably a no. But it's typically a 6 to 8 week healing period.
Greg, we know back in 2013 he broke his left collarbone. But once you break it once, is it more susceptible to break again?
It's a good question, and there's actually some literature to support the answer to it. If they're displaced and we treat them non-surgically, they're definitely at a risk for fracturing that clavicle, whereas if they're displaced and we fix them with a surgery, they don't. So in this situation, if it's truly a non-displaced fracture and it heals, it should have carried the same risk as being a native collarbone.
How painful is that, Greg? I mean, you remember Greg Rogan by chance? Greg Rogan played a whole half, and Benny Blades played a whole half with a broken collarbone. Now, they're not quarterbacks, but still, that's a mental toughness test, isn't it?
Yeah, I do think it's actually possible to play with a clavicle fracture and kind of shrug it off a little bit. Obviously, it depends on this, you know, the amount of force going there. If you have a little crack, you probably could play with it and not notice it till the end of the game and get an X-ray and find it. If it's pretty significantly displaced, I doubt you'd be in there hitting people with your shoulder.
I think you're right about Rodgers. It's all going to depend on whether they're in it or not. If they're not in the hunt, then he's not playing. If they're in the hunt, he's going to play.
Tough numbers crunch, for sure.
All right, Greg, we appreciate your time, partner.
No problem, man.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go. He is Dr. Greg Belisari with Ortho One, the people who rebuilt my shoulder.
Yeah.
Too bad they don't have Ortho One on the case with Aaron Rodgers' shoulder. He'd be out there slinging touchdown passes like nothing happened.